Mason here, joining me now in the studio, President of Shellebration, Jim Reed, and Vice President of Shellebration, Ted Bodensteiner. How you doing, guys?
Doing well. I tell you what, this is I don't normally see this time of the morning, so this is pretty early.
I don't either. I'm definitely caffeinated for this.
But I got to tell you, I am stoked enough about what we're here to do and the task at hand that it was well worth getting up far earlier than I typically would.
I had trouble sleeping last night, to tell you the truth. I've been waiting for this announcement for a while.
Well, I tell you what, I'm a walking sleep deprivation experiment because I've been waiting for this for a lot longer than you have.
Okay, then. All right. Well, let's first off say we've got a date for Shellebration, June 30th. It's a Saturday night. Saturday's perfect.
The stars align because we obviously, when we made our offer to the artist that we're here to announce today, we actually said we would take any Friday or Saturday between June 14th and August 4th. And lo and behold, we very well could have gotten routed and stuck with a Friday night. So, I mean, this is as perfect as it could get, Mason. I mean, that's how pumped I am. Saturday night means that people from out of area don't have to take a half a day off of work. We're going to fill every motel room in town. This should be singularly the biggest concert in Fort Dodge history. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it will be.
Okay, well, Jim, who are we going to see?
After 4 years, multiple offers, and a lot of survey data from you, the public, ZZ Top is going to come to Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Yeah.
How good is that?
That is awesome, man. That is super cool. ZZ Top,
the one, the only, the little old band from Texas.
They're big, they're bad, they're nationwide.
I tell you what, they are. That's a great way to work in a line. That's something Bodensteiner would do.
Super cool, man. ZZ Top.
Yeah. Well, and I tell you what, you and I have been talking about this kind of behind the scenes for a long time. We had done multiple surveys over the years. And the difficulty when you put out five different bands for people to choose from, I made the reference earlier that that's why they make chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. So while some people aren't a fan of band A or band B, know, folks, that we're going to get to them all. But I got to tell you, you know, it was basically in our survey data, ZZ Top was second only to Journey and not by much. And they were, so there was this critical mass. And we've known we've wanted them for some time, but routing, you know, it wasn't because we weren't able to play at the right level from a financial standpoint. It's just that we were victims of either a package tour. They continued to go to, for the past 10 years, they'd gone to Europe in June and July. So it took our sweet spot away from us. So we were willing to do it in August. But it just didn't work out.
They're on the road with Def Leppard now too, as well.
Actually, not ZZ Top. Journey.
I'm talking Journey. Yeah, so when ironic, ZZ Top, I think working out perfect.
Oh, absolutely. Well, next year is 50 years of ZZ Top, and they're going to be doing a very special tour. The word on the street and in the booking community is that it may be a world tour with some arena level stuff where they package up, which probably would have taken it out of our price range. So, I mean, this is a band booking God gift. Frankly,
definite blessing for sure.
For Fort Dodge, this is going to be cool, folks. Buckle up.
Buckle up. That's what you meant by that on your Facebook page.
Yeah, so all of you folks that thought it was don't drive 55, hang in there. You know, we had made, ironically, we fished with three poles this year. We had live offers into Journey, Sammy Hagar, and ZZ Top. You know, the public probably doesn't know what goes on behind the veil, but you know, you never know whether an artist is going to be in Europe, whether Journey's going to package up with a Def Leppard and try to sell that tour for $1 million and take it out of our price range. So the lesson learned over the past 15 years is that if you put all of your eggs in one basket, you can potentially be left standing at the altar, aka when we had Steve Miller Band, we ended up on a Thursday night because we were literally painted into a corner. So we fished with three poles, and this is the one that came to fruition. But like I said, if you're a Sammy Hagar fan, there'll come a time where you can't drive 55 here in Fort Dodge. Trust me.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, ZZ Top, definitely legendary. Ted, you're a pretty big ZZ Top fan, aren't you?
I'm very excited about this. Yeah, absolutely. I think what's cool about ZZ Top is the fact that we got three original band members. The three that were there in 1969 when they started are still there today.
That isn't that common.
No.
A band from the 60s has all original members.
And a lot of purists out there, they want to see that all three original members or all four original members or whatever the band is. And this particular instance, we got them all. They're Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted in 2004. So we're bringing it all to you on a Saturday night, no less.
Awesome, man. I can't say enough about what you guys do for the community with Shellebration, all the bands that you brought here. How many years have you done Shellebration now?
Shellebration was founded in 2002, and so this represents our 16th season, 15 years if you're using simple math, but this will be the 16th season that we've staged events. Pretty uncanny when you look at it. And we've booked over now over $1 million worth of artists that we brought through Fort Dodge.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Pretty cool.
It is very cool. Very cool.
You know, we're here today to tout the artist and get the public excited along with ourselves about, you know, what we're going to do this summer. But a real quick shout out to the Shellebration board. If you're listening out there, I tell you what, for anybody who's been to a Shellebration show, hopefully it isn't lost on the ticket buying public that we like to run a very detail oriented machine. And I tell you what, it takes a hardcore team of people putting together the countless volunteer hours to get everything in place, from parking to concessions. So kudos to those folks. So for anybody that's been to a Shellebration show, this is, you know, Ted and I get to be on the radio today. But I got to tell you, we've got a Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl type of operation behind the scenes, although we're gentler and kinder when we celebrate our victory.
Yeah, I don't think you have quite as rowdy of
fans. Hopefully I'm not stepping on any Eagles fans out there. But I think you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Are tickets available yet for this?
No, tickets will go on sale midnight on Friday, March 30th, or 12 a.m. Saturday, March 31st, depending on how you look at it. So we've got a window that allows us to go out and sell our sponsorship. And sponsorship's incredibly important, because our ticket price is $38. And if you go out and look at all the ZZ Top dates out there right now, it's $59 to $170 a ticket. So we're economical by comparison, but we need that extra window so we can go out and do our sponsorship generating thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So you're still looking for sponsors?
Yeah. In fact, actually, ironically, on Monday, the business community throughout Fort Dodge and surrounding area will receive a direct mail piece. Actually, it'll hit their door on Tuesday. And so they'll be receiving recruitment materials. We just got this deal done a week ago, Friday. And so, you know, obviously we're putting things are coming at us pretty quick. But yeah, we'll be in a sponsorship mode through the deadline of March 23rd. So if you've never had the VIP treatment like Mason and the gang here from Alpha Media,
oh man,
by God, read that piece, you know, closely. And
always the best food, the beverages, you get the drink tickets with the VIP packages.
Oh, you get canopy cover, you get the Royal Flush if it's hot out, so you got air conditioned pots out at the soccer
those
fields.
Those bathrooms, I don't think I have that nice of a bathroom in my house.
Yeah, I mean, tell you what.
Those things are sweet.
Over the years, we've had a ton of good folks that have organized that, from Cheryl Sherry and Laura Crowell, and now we've got Melissa Hansen and Melanie Hennings, who just do a fantastic job, and they've got a great support team, Rob Hansen and the bunch. They've got a really cool little Texas VIP experience put together that the theme will match the band. So yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Awesome, man. Really looking forward to that. ZZ Top.
The one, the only ZZ Top. June 30th in Fort Dodge, Iowa. How do you like us now?
That is awesome. Jim, we're going to have you come in, do your own commercials, man.
He was kidding, Jay.
Yeah.
I just might want to add that maybe that's the night that everyone breaks out their fake beards and comes to the Harlan Rogers soccer fields.
Hey, get your cheap sunglasses.
And your sunglasses.
Yeah, absolutely.
And every other pun from their songs that goes along with it.
There's too many to mention, dude. So many hits by them. You guys have knocked it out of the park this year.
One final thing before we go, for those that will be interested in attending, tickets are $38 if bought on or before June 17th. They increase to $45 beginning Monday, June 17th. And ZZ Top is actually offering their own VIP meet and greet experience that will be available through ticketweb.com. And I don't know what the price on that yet is. I'm guessing it's probably going to be in that $150 range. But anyway, continue to watch our Facebook page for additional information on the event.
Excellent. And you can keep listening here. I'll let you know whenever I find out for sure.
You're a tremendous supporter of our organization and our event, so we thank you for everything you do.
Hey, thank you guys.
One final thing. Alpha Media rocks to all the jocks, the reps, Gus Weiler and the team. Thank you, because I got to tell you what. obviously we like that. We think we're delivering a pretty decent program, but we also know it takes promotional support to get the word out. And you guys have not only been a conduit to do that, but you've been incredibly enthusiastic and supportive. So shout out to the Alpha Media team.
Hey, you keep bringing rockin' bands like ZZ Top in, we'll keep doing this.